This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at 1310 WIBA, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. And joining us this week, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing well, Malia. How are you?
Very good. Summer is still here.
It is still for now. Yeah. And we'll take it. We will definitely take it. We've got a lot to talk about today. And of course, the phone line's open at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Today we're going to be talking financial independence. And that is a big one, achieving that financial independence. You know, a lot of questions about, you know, when can you retire? Are you defined by what everybody else is doing? And what I've learned with you guys is retirement planning is really an individual thing, right?
Yeah, that's a great point, Sean. It is very individual. And we all get caught up in what everyone else is doing. Whoever we work with, we hear them, you know, maybe groaning about, oh, I just can't wait till I retire. They're hearing about some people retiring early, other people working till, you know, till they can't physically get up in the morning to go to work anymore. And so what we like to point out on this show is it really is individual. And financial independence may be one thing, but cognitive and physical definitely plays a part as well. So what you really need to figure out, each of our listeners, as well as CJ and I, is what it takes, what amount of money is it going to take to create the income to support the lifestyle that you actually have for the rest of your life. And really, that points to the crux of retirement planning as a whole. How much you need to save depends entirely on how much you spend. And so I've recently been reading a lot about people who retire before they're 50. And, you know, how can they actually survive that? And really what we're going to be looking at today is the different issues that impact retirement, which include, of course, health insurance, transportation, where you live, and so forth. But many people have figured out that you can possibly retire closer to when you still physically are able to, you know, do this. And what I mean is not waiting till, like I said, you can't get up in the morning. So what we want to talk about today is just some basic facts. Average retirement age, most people know, is about 63 to 65. Average length of retirement is about 18 to 20 years. And the average Social Security benefit today is about $1,300 per individual. And, of course, that's retiring at either full retirement age or at least at age 62. So there's a lot of factors we'll discuss. But the one thing we know is that the single biggest factor that determines when you can retire is the ratio of your spending, your annual spending, to your retirement income. And most of us think that's quite surprising because we would actually guess that our timing of our retirement has more to do with the performance of the U.S. stock market. We assume that if the market's going really, really well when we retire, then that would determine how much income we're going to have to spend for the rest of our life. And actually, that's not true. It really goes back to what we spend a lot of time talking about on this show is reducing that debt now so that we have more options. So I'm not here today to tell everyone, oh, we can all retire early and life will be just rainbows. But I'm here to say we can really take a look at what it is you need and maybe alter some factors along the way so you can retire, as I said, closer to when you might want to.
So to put what Malia is saying in another term or another phrase, the primary factor that determines when you can retire is, do you have more money coming in than going out?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We call it the ratio of income versus you know, outgoing, but really, more money coming in than more money going out. And if you say, I don't know, well, that's the first problem. Mm. That's the first problem. You have to know. No financial advisor, no friend, no coworker, nobody can help you figure out if you can retire if you don't know how much you spend in retirement.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion. Of course, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. If you have a question for Malia or CJ, they would love to answer it for you. Right now, our telephone number is 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. You could find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Malia talked some of the things that we're going to get to on today's program. Health insurance right after the news. We'll talk about that. Also, by the way, the telephone number 442-5637. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Bass Pro Shop. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Taking your calls right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Joining us this morning from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later on in this half hour, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Bass Pro Shops. We left off, guys, talking about financial dependence, when you can retire, and I think a big factor as far as financially is, Malia, you had mentioned before the break about the average age, somewhere between 63 and 65. If you're doing it before 65, health insurance is definitely something you're going to want to be aware of and have that part of your plan as well, right?
Absolutely. And a lot of this is going to have to do with if you're married and your spouse still is continuing to work, possibly you can be tagged onto their health insurance. Some people have the opportunity to have health insurance through the VA. Some people's companies maintain a COBRA should you leave early that would cover you anywhere from 18 to 36 months after you left the organization. Your health insurance rates would be higher, but at least you have coverage. So we want our listeners to be listening carefully when we say we don't want you jumping ship without having proper health insurance in order. You need to have that process thought out, but we find people have creative ways. Perhaps they've put away money into health savings accounts. Perhaps they're doing independent policies. And if we go out 5 years, I don't think CJ or I would be comfortable telling you what the health insurance may look like, the way in which it's currently formulated. We don't know what rates will be, but we have to remember that Medicare does not kick in till 65, and that is the first time where you have health insurance provided by the government. And so we just need to cover the between now and then if we should desire to retire early. We also need to remember that if we look at a couple age 65 currently today, they estimate that the couple's going to spend about $245,000 to $250,000 during their retirement and all the things that Medicare does not cover. And so that's another nugget for you to have in your planning, especially if you're going to retire sooner than the masses, and make sure that you're providing for, you know, okay, she's got to get glasses, he's got to have extra dental care, et cetera, et cetera. So those are real numbers, but we can work those into, you know, everybody's own schematic.
So a lot of people will come in early years, in their 30s and 40s. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Of the people that come in their 30s and 40s that talk to us, which is actually not as many as I would hope, many of them will kind of say, you know what, I'd like to retire at 55, or I'd like to retire at 60. And truth be told, we want to help people retire earlier. Malia alluded to this before. But the problem does become this whole health insurance thing. And so we will, at times, we will help people plan to retire at, say, 59 and a half when they're first becoming eligible to draw from their retirement accounts without a penalty. But the problem becomes this whole health insurance thing. So even if you've saved enough, even if you have multi-million dollar portfolio that you could technically live off of, you know, most people don't want to look and say, I'm going to have to spend, you know, $1,500 a month between me and my spouse for Affordable Care Act health insurance before the age of 65. And that number that I just quoted, assuming you qualify for no subsidies, is really not unrealistic. We see that for a couple who doesn't qualify for those subsidies. So what I'll say is just make sure you're, as you're looking at those goals, also say to yourself, even if I can, will I want to? Now, some of you are sitting out there going, yes, I will want to. Great, great. That's awesome. I'm not trying to change your mind around when you retire. It's just that in our experience, the average person we work with retires at age 65. For an obvious reason, right? Yeah. They finally have Medicare. And by the way, that doesn't matter if they have $5 million saved up or $100,000 saved up. 65 seems to be a little bit of a magical age just relative to health insurance.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this week for Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find Kloss online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Talked about once you get to 65, you get Medicare, which is very helpful. Another way to help with your budget is not to have that mortgage payment each month. And I know we talked on a previous show about the importance of working on paying down some of those debts, but there is a cost no matter what. Even if you have your house paid off, there are still costs of housing, aren't there?
There are, yes. Malia and I, this is why on this show we talk so much about debt reduction or debt mitigation, because ultimately one of the huge factors around whether you can retire, and actually we talked about this at the beginning, is do you have more money coming in than going out? Well, unfortunately, if you're close to retirement, there's probably not much you can do to dramatically impact how much will be coming in, right? That's gonna, if you're within 5 years of retirement, we might be able to help you a little bit, but you're kind of gonna get what you're gonna get. But there is something you can do to impact what is going out. And that has to do with when you retire, right? Health insurance might be a component of that, but also housing related costs. So sometimes we'll get to people who are 65 years old or 64, they want to retire, they've done just about everything right, besides the fact that they live in a 5,000 square foot home with no kids living there with them with a $400,000 mortgage, right? And we go, gosh, you've done everything right besides this housing. And unfortunately, that house can put people in a position, or that debt, I should say, can put people in a position of having to wait for retirement or having to sell the house to go somewhere else.
One of the things I found interesting in the notes, too, was just where housing ranks as far as expenses. It's up there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So housing is one of the, if not the top cost for people in retirement. Healthcare costs would be another one of those, but housing ranks very, very high for the average retiree. And so, you know, again, in many circumstances, people will downsize as they're heading into retirement. Maybe they'll get into a condo. But the point here is that if you don't control that housing component, what ends up happening is before you know it, even though the money coming in is decent or even somewhat substantial, the money going out gets out of control.
Yeah, and just to piggyback on what CJ is saying, we can have our mortgages paid off, but the other component we have to keep in mind is the property taxes don't magically go away. Right. And last I checked, property taxes don't magically reduce much over the years. So if we've got property taxes, we're also considering the upkeep for that 4,000, 5,000 square foot home. There's costs incurred doing that. And we've talked on other shows about how sometimes our adult children come back home and live with us. And now we're helping support them within our home, which obviously expenses go up and up. I know my teenage son likes to leave all the lights on in the house when no one's home. And I saw the electrical bill the other day, and I don't quite, you know, these things add up. So I think these are important considerations. We might want to retire early, but who's living with us? How much is that house costing us? And maybe we need to make some shifts early on so we can actually attain the goal that we're after.
Adult children moving back in, so common, they have a term for it. Boomerang generation is what they're calling them. So
that's right.
It is something that happens quite a bit. CJ Kolas, Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from, of course, Kolas Financial, your retirement planning professionals. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer it for you right now. 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Kolas Financial online, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial. All one word. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kolas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kolas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Number at Kolas Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. But again, if you have a question for CJ or Malia, call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. As a matter of fact, Bill joins us. Bill, welcome to the program. You're on with Malia and CJ from Kolas Financial.
Good morning, you guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So the question that I have for you is that, so I'm going to be 50 this fall, and so is my wife. And basically, we're looking at 10 years till retirement. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we're lamenting over is putting in a solar panel grid. And because with the paybacks and, you know, the payoff and stuff,
yep.
So the grids have, you know, like a 25-year guarantee and a 30-year life expectancy, we'll say.
Yep.
Does it make sense to invest in those? Because we know electricity is only going to get more expensive, and we know the taxes on electricity is only going to get more expensive. So the fact that this would wipe out 85% of our electrical usage in retirement,
yep.
Does it make sense as a worthwhile investment toward retirement instead of putting money in an investment per se?
It could, Bill. Absolutely. So what I'd say is part of what we do are what are called future value calculations. So basically the cost of it today, because there's an opportunity cost here, right? If you sink 30 grand into this, but we expect it to save you X number of dollars per year over the next 30 years, we can kind of do a future value calculation and compare that to leaving the $30,000 out of the grid, growing at some sort of, you know, reasonable conservative rate, and kind of look at the future value proposition of the two. Now, okay. That's a mathematical way of looking at it. And of course, in our industry, that's what we do all day long. But there is also kind of the practical aspect or the emotional side of, do I want to make a smaller carbon footprint? Right? That's also something that is kind of a big deal to people, and it is to me as well. So I do think there's a way to blend the kind of emotional and reasonable way of looking at consumption of energy, along with looking at it financial, just to make sure you're not making a completely silly decision. But I will say, I think it's becoming more reasonable in general. I actually look at this myself quite often to find out when I think it's become reasonable, because it didn't used to be, right? 10 years ago, people would put these in, but it was a complete loss leader.
Absolutely.
Now it's getting to a place where it might make some sense. So what I would say to you, Bill, is possibly, right? Possibly. Unfortunately, I can't say for sure.
Can I add one thing is also to consider, and I guess we see a lot of this, is once you have that input into your home, then we would say it probably is not going to be so smart for you to consider moving to another location. So you might look at your options. Do I know what I'm going to want to do in 10 or 15 years? I've paid this off, and then now I'm moving to a different location. Can you take those panels with you?
That's a good point. Right. Yeah. Good point, Malia. So thanks for the question, Bill.
Bill, great question. Yeah, and obviously as times change, options change, there's all
Absolutely.
Sorts of different things to be looking into. And it's interesting when you say, can you take those things with you, which brings up, of course, another thing as we're looking towards retirement, which is where exactly are you going to live? We were talking about housing, but what do you plan on doing when you retire? Are you going to stay in that same house? CJ mentioned go to a condo. I know there's some other states that may be a little friendlier when it comes to the tax situation. That's a consideration as well, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, we have a lot of our clients really taking a good look at that. And, you know, as soon as you move to a different location, you find out about the other taxes that you weren't really aware of as soon as you move. You know, I have clients that just retired to Montana, to Idaho, and they're like, well, you know, the car registration is way more expensive than it was out here in the Midwest. But other taxes they're saving on, perhaps state taxes with regards to their pensions and so forth. So those are things you kind of need to vet out. You need to see if property taxes really are going to affect you more in Florida versus Wisconsin or whatever that might be. Looking at taxes across the board, if we added up all the taxes that we pay, I was just out in Rhode Island, and we have no taxes out there when we go to buy clothing or shoes. So if that's a big deal in your life, maybe that's a good place to consider, because your cost of living will be a little less expensive in those areas. So when you run the numbers on everything, and CJ and I believe in running the numbers, it can give you maybe a closer reality check as to what you might be moving into.
Well, and let me add, for those people who like kind of takeaways, things they can go look up and do their own due diligence, because I know there's some do-it-yourselfers who listen to this show. Kiplinger has a map. It's like a heat map of the United States. Mm-hmm. It goes state by state, that shows for retirees what is the best state to retire in from a total tax burden standpoint. So go onto Google, type in Kiplinger states for retirees, look at the images, and look for kind of a green and white and red map. You'll see it there. Pull it up, and it's really cool because it'll show this heat map. Red being the worst states to retire in, dark green being the best states to retire in. And you can actually click on the state and find out why Kiplinger ranked it that way. Hmm. So as an example, because you know, some of the big ones are Florida is one of the best states to retire in, Arizona, Wyoming, all the states we kind of know. Hmm. But the question is, why? Why is it better for a retiree there? And do those reasons matter to you as an individual? So I encourage all of our listeners, if you're near retirement, if you're considering moving in retirement, jump on that map just to make sure that the tax benefits of the state that you're moving to actually impact your lifestyle.
And not to pick on Florida, is there may be some tax advantages there, but there's money coming from, and I think you guys both pointed out well, is a lot of it has to do with your lifestyle. There is tax revenue coming in. The state is funded somehow, and schools are funded through a way. The question is that something that you're going to save money, or is it something, Malia, you mentioned things like states. I know Minnesota has that as well with purchases on clothing. There's tax exempt right there. Is it conducive to your lifestyle, and does it ultimately become advantageous to you? CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Of course, you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com, klaasfinancial.com. Give them a call as well to set up an appointment. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, speaking of setting up an appointment, no cost at the initial get to know you. I know CJ likes to describe it as kind of that kick of the tire. It doesn't cost you anything for that first appointment. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number, because it's time now for the Kloss Financials Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Bass Pro Shop. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the single biggest factor that determines when you can retire? Multiple choice here. A, the U.S. stock market performance in the 10 years before your retirement, or B, the ratio of a retiree's annual spending to their retirement income. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller wins that $25 gift card. Don't forget the telephone number is also for Kloss Financial's office. You can set up an appointment there or learn more about them at klaasfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.